A year ago this week, Bangladesh's longtime authoritarian leader Sheikh Hasina fled the country after 36 days of nationwide protests. The uprising left as many as 1,400 people dead, many of them students. And a year later, their families are still waiting for justice. It's just one of the many challenges facing the interim government, as Shamim Chowdhury reports from northern Bangladesh. And a warning, this report contains the sound of gunfire.
This is the moment 24-year-old Bangladeshi student Abu Sayyid was shot by police during last year's deadly protests. He was hit by four bullets on July the 16th outside his university in Rungpur in the north of the country. The shooting was captured live by local channel Jamana TV. The images showed he was unarmed and posed no threat. 20 minutes later, he was dead. Sayyid had joined the early July protests over civil service job allocations. A UN investigation published in February found that he was the victim of a deliberate extrajudicial killing. For Sayyid's family, their pursuit for justice continues.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
In a small mud house in the village of Babanpur, 165 miles north of the capital Dhaka, his parents told me they still haven't come to terms with his death. Sayyid's father, Mokbul Hussein, takes me to his grave, a simple plot marked with brown bricks and shaded by mango trees.
It's a tragedy. Was there ever such a boy in our village? My son graduated with honors. I couldn't afford his education. He paid for it himself. He was about to get a job when the protests began. Now he's a martyr. When I think of it, my eyes fill with tears and my heart aches.
It's monsoon season here. Sayyid's mother, Monwara Khatun, watches as the rain pours down relentlessly.
I look at my son's photo every day, but it brings no peace. My days are filled with pain. He loved me so much.
1,400 people were killed during the 36-day protests that summer. But it was Sayyid's death that sparked nationwide outrage, with calls for Hasina to step down amid allegations of corruption and human rights abuses. She eventually fled to India in a helicopter, where she remains. She now faces charges of crimes against humanity. A tribunal set up to try those responsible is taking time. It's one of the many challenges the interim government, led by Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus, is facing. The initial hope surrounding his leadership quickly waned and gave way to accusations of failure to curb mob violence, attacks on women, and rising unemployment. Economics professor Anu Muhammad blames division within the ruling coalition.
Some groups were very much intolerant. Some groups are secular. So these are the differences. People are getting more and more frustrated because of the government inaction and lack of coordination with the government and bureaucracy, government and police, government and judiciary.
The interim government is also accused of not protecting minority groups, especially Hindus. At Dhaka's Dhakeshwari Hindu temple, the largest in the country, police stand guard at the entrance. But inside, it's jovial. Worshippers chat and take selfies. A wedding is underway. The bride sparkles in red and gold. The groom wears a garland of flowers. Drama student Adrita Roy says things haven't improved for Hindus since Hasina's downfall.
Before the Dr. Yunus government came into power, he promised that he would take care of the minorities. But then the Awami League propaganda started flooding in, and that's when the government should have played a stronger role.
Hasina's Awami League did not respond to NPR's request for comment. Yunus's press minister Shafiqul Alam insists the government has acted against all crimes and points to reforms and progress the interim government has made in law and order, human rights and other areas.
The most difficult task for this government was managing expectations. Some of the guys who are criticizing us, they wanted us to behave like a very mature democracy, which Bangladesh is not.
Back in Sayyid's village, his father has one final request to the interim government.
Abu Sayyid
gave his life for his country. Now I ask the government for justice.
He says only then will he find peace. For NPR News, I'm Shamim Chowdhury in Rungpo, northern Bangladesh.